Welcome back to the Food Trainers Podcast. This is episode 10, and today we're talking fat. We're going to explain why you should be eating more fat, how much fat to eat, what we consider the best fats to add to your diet, and the fats that you should divorce immediately.
Yes. So before we jump in, we mentioned this in our very first episode, but if you're still using skim milk or anything labeled fat-free, or maybe are even fat-phobic and hate all things with fat or avoid, look at that first thing on ingredient labels, we would like to bring you into this millennium.
Welcome.
I actually had pushed back on an infographic from a fellow RD who put avocados on an infographic of foods to eat less of or foods to avoid, which made me insane. And aside from being outdated, the research on that is really just totally wrong.
So. Yeah. I mean, like, we're not wearing what we did in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, no shoulder pads. So let's not eat that way. I think even our advice has changed over time based on the research, et cetera. So you want to think about that if you've been on a little bit of a dietary rut. And I think one of our favorite things about this podcast is just being able to point out, like, as Carolyn mentioned, the misinformation out there. And there's a lot of it.
Sometimes we have to go to war over it, too. That's okay. Yeah,
we'll leave that part out. So back to fats. Let's go over some of the benefits, I think, of eating more fat. Because it's really, I think, it's important to clarify. It's not just that, like, fats are now okay. It's that they're crucial to eat. And probably you should be eating more than you currently are. We like a name for everything. But we call them fab fats or fabulous fats just because good fats to us doesn't really sound emphatic enough about something that you're adding to your diet. So in terms of the benefits, I think we do a lot of weight loss in our office. If you're trying to just cut back on carbs and sugar, and it's something we really all should be doing, one of the best strategies is to consciously bump up your good fats. It'll make, so your brain can use sugar or carbs, or it can use fats. So it'll make cutting back on the carbs and sugar far easier without feeling, you know, sort of poor. There's something called the carb flu. You really don't ever just cut something out of your diet. It's all about decreasing one thing and increasing another. So fats will help you get off that sugar coaster of, you know, sort of having energy and losing it throughout the day. They'll keep you satisfied. A personal note, as I was thinking about this podcast, I was traveling home from my mom's on Saturday. And I had had some leftover salmon we had grilled the night before. She had grilled the night before.
Nice for you to take a break for once.
It's like always tastes better at mom's house. Asparagus and, you know, a lot, you know, really good olive oil sort of generously poured. And I'm always like nervous about the length of time and if I'll get hungry. But I didn't get hungry on the way back. It was about 4 hours by the time we got home. And I wasn't even famished for dinner. And it just, you know, I took note of that. Fats have the least effect on your insulin. So you know, they will not be setting you up for diabetes or insulin resistance or anything like that.
Yeah. And so on that note too, insulin is really, really related with our hormones, and fats are so important for our hormones. You actually need fats to build hormones. There's actually a Harvard study that avocados they make your eggs better, which, and by that I mean the fertility type of eggs, not like your
huevos.
Yeah. But they do make huevos rancheros better also. But it's really, really important for fertility. And research shows that diets high in these unsaturated fats, the avocados, the olive oils, nuts, seeds, are associated with improved fertility in men and women. Men, we leave out of the fertility conversation a lot, but I think it's really important.
No, I think men and fertility, but I think men overall have like less intricately involved hormones. You know, mm-hmm. Our hormones are sort of changing on a daily basis and on this like monthly cycle. So that's probably why we talk about it more from a female perspective.
Yeah. But how amazing is this? There was a study that found that eating avocados and salad dressings with olive oil in them actually tripled a woman's chance of getting pregnant while going through IVF. So tripling your chances of getting pregnant, like that's a huge...
Depending on where you are in life.
Yeah. Yes. I don't think that they didn't...
No avocados for me.
That's a very good point. So omega-3s, we talked about in depth in our Omega-3 Alaska podcast, but they can make a huge difference with period pain and cramps. And we'll talk about specifics as we get into them, but we want to eat them and also supplement. We talked about our podcast, our vitamin regimen last podcast also. Or two podcasts ago, and we have our favorites on our site. There was one last study as I'm getting in. I got the study spiel.
Out with PubMed a little bit.
Yeah, love it. Actually eating a lot of fish and fatty fish equals later menopause, which is really, really interesting too.
Yeah. And I think, and there's pros and cons to that, right? So I think like for, you know, those of us in our, you know, 40s and approaching middle age, we think, oh, delayed menopause, good. But just thinking off the top of my head, it also probably means, you know, more estrogen exposure. Mm-hmm. So there's a value if you're, you know, sort of somebody who goes through menopause early too. But back to our list of the fat benefits. You need fat to absorb nutrients. Mm-hmm. There are fat-soluble vitamins, meaning that they need fat in order to be absorbed. And vitamin D is one of those. So as Carolyn mentioned, our last podcast was all about vitamins. So if you listen to that, or even if you didn't, vitamin D is crucial for so many things, for mood, for immunity, to appetite, just to name a few. So if you're eating too little fat, that's one reason why your D is low, because you're not absorbing it. A, E, and K vitamins are also are the other ones that need fat to be absorbed. So,
Which is important for like your vision and skin too.
Absolutely. Blood clotting, you know, vitamin A also, hormone balancing, et cetera. But it really is another reason why sort of fat-free, fat phobia set people up. I mean, you're not absorbing your nutrients.
Yeah. It's so interesting when skim milks have like with added vitamin D, it makes nutritionists crazy because you're not absorbing the vitamin D if you're having non-fat milk, which we'll get to later.
True, true. And fat is important for your skin. I think creams and moisturizers can only do so much. You need to have that fat in your diet.
Right. And I see this with clients, and maybe you can relate to, Lauren, but if someone comes in eating really, really low fat, often their hair and skin can be like really brittle, or even if it's not acne related, it looks very dry. Mm-hmm. And I've had people say to me, and I can personally see the changes over time. And of course, water is beneficial too. but it's really, really interesting to see the benefit of adding fat in.
Yeah, as you know, we're going to change seasons soon. When my skin gets dry and flaky, it's like the first thing I go to.
Yeah. So I can't leave out my favorite fact about the brain. The brain is...
It really is your favorite fact.
I drop it as often as I can. About 60% of our brain is fat. And so fat is so important for our brain health, our cognition, our mood, our memory. And on memory note, there is a lot of research now that's showing that the low fat craze and dementia risk may be predisposed to.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So there is actually a study came out recently that found the risk of dementia was at the higher end of the scale with carbohydrate consumption. So carbohydrate consumption increased risk by close to 90%, which is mind-blowing. And those whose calories came more from fat were found to have reduced risk of developing dementia by about 44%. So reducing carbohydrate consumption is associated with a reduced risk of mental decline. Mm. Keep that in mind too, if there's Alzheimer's.
It's definitely not just about vanity.
At all. So also because a diet that is high in carbs and is low in fat actually will increase inflammation. Mm. And inflammation is really the cornerstone of, you know, memory-related diseases and decline.
And most diseases.
Most health issues too.
It really does all trace back to inflammation, and good fats can play a role in controlling that. Okay, so fat is important, as we said, for getting off of the carbs and sugar, important for your skin, your hormones, your brain. In terms of how much of these fab fats to eat, we suggest a minimum of like 1 to 2 tablespoons of added fat per meal. In terms of our favorite fats, I definitely would have to put olive oil at the top of my list. I think at the top of both of our lists.
Yeah.
I think there's fats and ingredients that are trendy and, you know, here today, gone tomorrow, but olive oil has stood the test of time. There's a component in olive oil. Oh, I should have looked it up. I think it's like oleocanthal or something.
Yeah.
We could put it in the show notes. Oops. But it's a lot like Advil. It's actually, I think, been tested head to head with NSAID drugs. So if you're feeling some pain or a headache coming on, literally a spoonful of olive oil, it can be very helpful. Olive oil is really important for brain health. Carolyn was just touching on that with fats in general. There's a study of, it was older people, it was older men, and they compared, they had one arm that was low fat and one arm that was high olive oil. It was a liter of olive oil a week, which I eat a lot of fat. That's a lot of olive oil. But just to show you, and I believe it was 3 months' time, the low-fat group, in terms of cognition and memory, declined, and the olive oil group improved. Yeah. So kind of restating what Carolyn said a little bit. Olive oil also, I love this tip in the summer, it protects your skin from the sun. So like if you're having a lunch with olive oil and sitting in the sun, still wear your SPF, but it gives you a little, the antioxidants in it give you a little bit of a boost in that department. We have this olive oil. It's so pretty. Kayleen says the prettiest olive oil arrived, called Brightland. It's delicious California olive oil. And we've been putting that on everything. They make two varieties. They do an awake and a...
Alive.
Thank you. Need more olive oil for my brain. There's also a company on Amazon. They're a Greek company. We'll add this to the show notes too. And they do minis. And I've been getting so suspicious of like, what's really in the salad and olive oil at, we'll get to sort of the salad places in a bit. But I've been known to carry hot sauce. And I think I'm going to carry these mini olive oils too.
I love it.
And just a little tip. Our Poop and Debloat podcast was very popular. But if you are someone who's binded or you're traveling and don't have all your secret weapons, a spoonful of olive oil with a little squeeze of lemon, if you can, before bed, just saying.
It really helps. Yeah. So another favorite fat would be avocados, of course. We put avocado on basically everything. So avocados are great for fertility. They're actually shaped like ovaries. I don't know if this is taking this too far.
Yeah, I think you have fertility on your brain, but I do. I actually remember we did a aphrodisiac video. Don't look it up. We can really delete those so that they're not out there. But Carolyn said that avocados in certain countries were called testicle trees.
I don't remember this. Maybe I need some more olive oil also. I don't remember that, but it sounds accurate too. I love from avocado that you get good fat, but also fiber, potassium, all in one package.
Package.
So we get asked portion questions a lot. So half an avocado a day. And if you have a whole one, you know, especially if it's solo or with some veggies, definitely not the end of the world. I love those little alligator minis too, that are just like a perfect portion size too. It's my favorite, like plain food too. It's a great one for on the run.
Yeah, it really does make a great travel food. We've been known to share them on planes because it's, you know, sort of, they don't get damaged if you throw them in like a carry-on, et cetera. Yeah. Another popular fat right now you might be hearing a lot about is MCT oil. MCT oil, I think, first sort of like hit the scene a little bit in bulletproof coffee. Bulletproof coffee is this concept of adding good fats to coffee and the combination, you know, sort of you're like a rock star mentally for the rest of the day. We do a riff on this actually. We call it Boss Coffee with MCT oil. We have a great one in the office. Cinnamon, collagen, stevia, and really you want to blend it, or it's like you have this like fat swirl on your coffee. Blends up like a latte and it's amazing for cognition. It'll keep you going for hours. I'm sure you can look that up as well. So just to tell you what MCT oil is, MCT is, which stands for medium chain triglycerides, is a component of coconut oil. I think about half the fat in coconut oil is MCT, so not all of it. And it's absorbed faster than any other fat. So it gives you quick energy. I think the keto diet, you're hearing a lot about MCTs. But even if you're not keto, and that's a whole other topic, or somebody who is really high fat, if you're even someone who needs to cut back on your carbs, adding some of these good fats and MCTs will actually help accelerate your weight loss, their metabolism booster. So there's a benefit to them, even if your diet isn't perfect. You can, we said, put them in coffee, put them in a smoothie. It's pretty tasteless, but if you just want more staying power, put it on your salad, et cetera. As I said, we have this wild food brand in our shop, Brain Octane by the Bulletproof Company, is another great product.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you ever cook with MCT?
No, I don't know if you can heat it. Yeah. I've definitely like put it on roasted vegetables for like when I try to do like a veggie dinner.
Right. So another great source of fat too is chia seeds. We've talked about chia seeds and their benefits for pooping and less debloating, but more about going regularly. But chia seeds are actually a plant-based source of omega-3s. So if you're not a fish eater, they're definitely one we recommend getting in as often as possible. They really, really help with fullness. When chia seeds are put in water, they expand to about 10 times their size. They are loaded with fiber.
And that's responsible for that texture.
Yeah, like that's jelly.
I love, but I know some people don't, but that it's what it does in your body too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And so that's what makes it great for athletes and runners. It can kind of be like continually hydrating.
Mm. You're hanging on to water.
Yeah, because it's holding on to water. So as you go, as you move your body. And so we love Coco Chia, which we will have back in stock in our shop soon. And we also love chia shots from a company called Chia Co. So they're just like one or two tablespoons in a mm-hmm. little package. And Health Warrior bars are an oldie but goodie too for on the run. They are pretty low-cal and can also keep you full for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the fiber and fat and expansion combo, it's pretty incredible. So we definitely prefer chia over flax too.
Yeah, important one. I think they get used interchangeably, but we definitely would side with chia. So, and one thing though, if you do love chia, and we do, I'd suggest another product called Coco Floss. You can Google it because chia teeth is a thing and it's not so pretty, but it's probably the only downside of eating chia. In terms of other fats, nuts, etc., I definitely have like a soft spot for Brazil nuts. They're a great source of selenium, and selenium is very important for thyroid health. So it's sort of an easy way if you suspect that there is something off there that's minor. Again, you won't find this on PubMed, but there are certain things that just by seeing clients over time, we've observed, and I have so many clients that felt in a rut or stuck with weight loss, and I suggested Brazil nuts. They're the big ones again, so like two or three a day, and it can make a difference. So again, it's anecdotal. I've observed it personally, like it's something that if I feel stuck, I definitely go to, but it doesn't take a lot of them. There's a great company called TerraSoul. T-E-R-R-A, Soul. Carolyn and I discovered this company at a smoothie place in Austin. Do you remember?
Of course, I remember.
Where Carolyn spilled her whole smoothie bowl.
It was overflowing in my defense.
It was large.
never forget.
But anyway, so I didn't always love the taste of Brazil nuts until I tasted them from this company. We're always after, sort of finding the, most tasty versions of things. So check them out. You can order them online.
Yeah, absolutely. So Lauren obviously loves her Brazil nuts.
Love.
We both do love walnuts. And walnuts are the only nut with omega-3s, like I mentioned in chia seeds earlier. Definitely, if you're interested in omega-3s and all the benefits, listen to that Alaska episode. But walnuts and omega-3s are going to help you lose a little bit of fat. And they're also important for heart health, for joint health, and they can really help decrease PMS, which I don't know about you, but I could definitely use too. And so the absolute best, especially if you think you hate walnuts or don't like walnuts that much, or, don't really think to add walnuts.
People sometimes think they're like mealy or the texture is weird.
Or just like blah.
Yeah.
You have to try our Old Dog Ranch maple walnuts we have in our shop. We also have them in rosemary, which are awesome to crunch up and throw over a salad.
You can even like grate them.
That's brilliant.
Over a salad, like over a kale salad. It's like the, when you have breadcrumbs in a salad.
Yeah.
Remember when you had when salads had breadcrumbs, it gives it that, sort of nice texture too.
Yeah, they're so good. Could drop on yogurt, the maple ones, and just snack on them too. Put them in our nut case and move on.
Yeah, we had a recipe for one of our programs too called Party Sprouts, which was Brussels. I know it's not a summery food with walnuts, pomegranate, and lemon zest. It was really good. We could go on and on about fats. We love ghee, which is great on gluten-free toast. Hemp seeds are another mild-tasting source of omega-3s, great for kids' diets and teen diets because they give good fat and those omega-3s without, sort of a strong taste.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So we do want to quickly mention that there are some fats to skip. Of course, you've probably heard about trans fats in the news. Those are hydrogenated oils, which... they cause inflammation, which actually can affect ovulation and fertility in a big way. And on that note too, on our no list is going to be non-fat dairy in particular, any sort of skim, which can negatively impact hormones and also impact skin and digestion.
Just that gross fat of like fat. You skim the fat from dairy, you concentrate the androgens, which are male hormones, and that's what can lead to acne, et cetera.
Yeah.
It's kind of nasty.
And impact your hormones too. That makes so much sense.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, canola oil is a big one that a lot of restaurants cook with. Canola oil is also called rapeseed oil, which just sounds horrible, but it's used
really
in a lot of salad dressings at some of our favorite places, unfortunately, like Sweet Greens and a lot of those on-the-go salad places if you ask for their salad dressing information, you'll see they use something called rapeseed oil, which is essentially canola oil.
Yeah. And canola oil is like, I don't know why it gets the pass, but it's really an incredibly processed food.
Yeah, it's not great. And yeah, it causes inflammation in a big way. These are also really cheap oils. And so, yeah, unless it's really occasionally, like once in a while, I'll get a Sweet Green salad with their fancy dressings. I'm not going to lie, they're delicious, but you can always remake them at home. And in general, we recommend olive oil and lemon if you eat at salad bars on a daily basis. So any final fatty thoughts?
Fatty, so many fatty thoughts. I think just in maybe in terms of who shouldn't have too much fat in their diet. So if you have gallbladder issues, you probably already know that. If you're someone who tends to have loose stools, and even just like the keto diet, which is getting a lot of and has a lot of benefits in terms of for cancer prevention and things like that. So I don't want to bash it, but if you're trying to conceive, a high fat diet, we're talking about like 75% of your calories from fat, can disrupt your hormones actually. So you want to add some to each meal, but we don't want to be like mainlining it if you are somebody who's in that category.
Yeah, absolutely. So check out our shop for some of the products that we mentioned. We have our MCT oil, our brand new, beautiful Brightland olive.
And I think, you know, we're always so, I didn't mean to interrupt you. We're always so reluctant to plug things, but we spend like you should look at Carolyn's desk. We spend our entire day, week, month testing out different versions of, you know, we tried 30 olive oils before we got the Brightland. So the reason why we really stand behind, like if we have an MCT oil or we have an olive oil or anything, that, you know, we've done our due diligence. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Take a look at this. And we say it a lot, but please subscribe, review us. And I hope you're enjoying the podcast. We hope you have a great week.
Take care.
Bye.